inspires me so much and does so much for the transformation of the planet. Edel Gott from France. Welcome, Edel.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Edel, now, you are the creator of the International the International Psychology of Evolution. Is that
yes.
correct? Is that
yes,
a foundation?
Exactly.
And Edel, you work with big businesses and top-level executives changing the integrity of business. Is that right? I mean, I don't exactly have the words for it, but you describe what you do. It just makes my heart sing.
Yes. Let's say I developed a method in concentrating on quality of life, on quality of business, on the current standards that are used in order to develop something that goes towards ethical leadership. So, you know, I had developed this approach for about 20 years. It took me a very, very long time going out from humanistic studies, where I was really acquainted with, let's say, a view towards truth, quality, and well-being and things like this, but it was very, very abstract. So this was one planet. On the other hand, I was acquainted with business, so in business, so it was very practical. It was a lot of performance and capacities, you know, to have results. So I liked this very much, to have results, but I also liked to have quality and to have ethical concern. So
yes.
My research tended to melt both. How could I get both together to have now two different planets? One really, let's say, a view about high standard but abstract, and the other one a capacity to realize concretely things, but lacking very often, you know, quality and human aspects and ethics. So this was my work, how to put together both of them, and it took me a very, very long time, but now everything is really very well put together, and it's a whole engineering that has been created in order to work together with business leaders, with other leaders, in order to bring higher standards to humanity through service and through products.
Well, you know, you didn't say this, but I just want to ask you about it. And of course, your method includes, I'm sure, the concern for the employees of a company, that they are nurtured and supported and their best brought forth in them, as well as their opportunities to evolve. Is that correct?
Yes. You know, when employees are taken into consideration about their needs, so it is already, let's say, at the level of the CEO to have the insight that this is necessary, to have the feeling, in a way, for these people, and to have the rational conviction that this will be very, very, let's say, profitable, very economically very good. But this is something that has to be worked through very often. And of course, I think the most important thing is the quality of life and experience that we have in our daily work as employee in order to give the best. Because if I'm fine there where I work, I will be very motivated. When I'm motivated, I will have ideas. I will have good ideas, and I will contribute in the very, very best way. So, of course, I will give much more than if I respond only to an obligation.
Oh, yes. And, you know, what I see about you, Adele, is you call forth in people what they really want themselves. I've worked with lots and lots and lots of people, and the bottom line with people, with everyone, whatever they're working on, is they want to make a difference. They want to make a contribution to life. They want this planet to be a better place, a happier place, a healthier place, because they're here.
Yeah, sure. I think, anyway, that every person has an absolute infinite potential. Everyone is here on this planet in order to have a life project, in order to contribute, to bring value. And it is so much, how should I say, you say, underestimated. People don't know how much potential there is for oneself or for the employees, you know, for all the people we work with. So each person should get really very conscious about all the qualities, about all the potential he has, and use it. Use it where he is, or use it eventually in order to find his own project, his own life project. So this is something that we do too. For instance, we have here a school for ethical leadership, and I would make the difference between ethics and morality. I think it's quite good to know the difference. Morality is not really a very good reference, because it changes according to the according to the country, according to the time, the century, according to the cultures, according to the religions, etc., etc. You always have different standards and different references, so this changes all the time. Whereas ethics, as far as it is taken into account as we see it, are principles that don't change, which are universal standards for all humanity, for each human being on this planet, in the way that everybody needs to be in good health. Everybody needs to be accepted. Everybody needs to be considered. Everybody needs to have a project. Everybody needs, you know, to feel fine and create something, etc., etc., etc. And these are the references that we use for ethical leadership. I mean, this is necessary and a value for everybody, wherever this person comes. If it is somebody from Africa or from America or from Europe or from Australia or from Asia or wherever, it's always the same thing, only the modality is different. You know, it's in a different way on this place or this place or this place, but the principle is always the same. So if we work on the principle, let's say, we get the highest quality out in a way. So this is universal for everybody. And then we'll see how we will do it, let's say, in New York, and how we will do it, however, in Moscow, or how we will do it in another place. You understand?
Yes, and you're talking about ethics coming ahead of the bottom line. And let me just give an example that's something that I am interested in having changed. The companies that make brake fluid have not been willing to put an ingredient in brake fluid that makes it bitter and is a deterrent for animals or small children to eat it. And a lot of animals and small children have died every year from eating brake fluid. But it would cost 50 cents more a gallon to put this stuff in. And you're saying that a company would choose to be sure that they're doing something that's harmless and good for all life and not knowingly say, oh, we're not going to do that because it's 50 cents more.
Sure. But, I mean, as you say, that's the bottom line. I mean, we are working with leaders in order not only to avoid, you know, dramatic situations like this one, but to be an example for higher standards and highest quality, you know? And this is always a matter of getting conscious in a way. I mean, if there's an agreement, you know, to put products on the market which cause harm to people and animals and surroundings, I mean, this already, it should be treated by law already, you know. But
yeah.
I think we need, that is where we are working on. We need to change the mode. We need to change direction on the whole, you know, to desire to go to the best and avoid completely, you know, the dramatic things, so that it is out of question with the time to create harm, you know, as massively as this to people.
Well, I also there's some things that I want changed, and this seems like maybe a little example to some people, but it's like it's very global when you think about this kind of mentality. And I feel like this is the kind of thing that you're here to change, and so that's why I'm bringing it up. A couple years ago, I bought a garden hose, and when I got it home, I started to open it up, and it had this warning on it, and it says, after you use this hose, wash your hands, and do not drink out of this hose because
Excuse me, can you repeat this? I did not understand that.
Okay, I bought
You put the garden hose up and then?
No, I bought the garden hose, and then when I was opening it, there was this warning that said on it, if you use this hose, wash your hands, and never drink the water from it because it has known cancer-causing ingredients used in its construction. And then I took the hose back, and I found out almost every hose on the market had that same warning on it. And so I called up the hose companies, and I said, look, this is not appropriate. You know, if a billion households are using these hoses, and even if nobody drinks out of the hose, we're putting that back into the water system where people's dogs drink out of it. People water their garden with it. It goes into the groundwater. This doesn't work. And then I looked, and Proposition 64 had made them list that you know, on the that warning on their hose. So I called up the Proposition 64 people, and I asked them about it, and they said, oh, no, they don't have to remove it. All they have to do is tell you that's in it, what's in it. So then I called the Environmental Protection Agency, and I said, you know, this is unacceptable. What are you going to do about this? And they said, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. And I said, you're at the Environmental Protection Agency. Protect us, you know? And so I called all the 800 numbers on those hoses, and I said, as long as you're making these hoses, you should know that my husband can patch a hose for 50 years, and I will never buy another hose as long as you're going to do this in their manufacturer. Now, isn't that... that's something that couldn't happen in a business that was operating ethically, could it?
Yeah, sure. Well, this again, you know, this is what you call short-term business, you know. This where you don't have the care about consequences. And this is very common, you know. This today we are all suffering from this short-term business, where the most important thing is the result, in a way. So if there is, you know, if there are consequences as to health, as to inappropriate use afterwards, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the responsibility very often, if you can't really, you know, prove, if you don't get the help, you can't really do very much about it. But still, in Europe and probably in the United States, you have more and more, let's say, association and people who care about that today.
Who are awake.
Yeah, exactly. To wake up, yes.
Right, and what you're saying too is, ethics to me is if it's good for all life, then it's good for the company. If it's not good for all life, it's not good for the company or the country.
Absolutely. That is exactly what we are working for through. For instance, I can give you an example for a drug company about Africa. For instance, this drug company did not have enough result in Africa because the medicine was too expensive, so people could not buy it. You know, in countries like Africa and so, people don't have the means in order to buy very expensive medicine. So they wanted to close their affair for 14 countries. It would have been a retreat for 14 countries, so these people would not have had any medicine anymore. And in the last moment, they asked us to come over in order to work together with the CEO and with the whole team around the CEO. So we started to work there, and we changed paradigm. We changed it from a view on the result, you know, and on the obligation to have the necessary result, to the human being, to be in service to human being and to bring the best. And for this reason, they had to manufacture low-cost medicine, but still the same value. You know, you have sometimes you have patents in a way, and so this is very, very expensive, but you can have the same medicine at a low cost. So we tried to achieve this, only they told us, but no, this is not possible because worldwide strategy for this company is the outsourcing. It means to sell all the units that produce low-cost medicine. So we already, we don't have, you know, a very strong position because we haven't our result. So in a way, how can we negotiate against the worldwide strategy? And so we say that each person has an infinite potential, infinite, you know, in, let's say, the possibility of vision, in the possibility of creation, of transformation, of reorientation, of motivation, of anything, you know. So we have so much potential. So I coached the CEO in all the negotiations with his company in order to have all the agreements to start the factories there in Africa for low-cost medicine. And then they went into the countries, in the different countries, and they had a wonderful marketing who brought not only medicine, but advice and health, health advice in health. And so they had also... how do you say, I can't remember now what it is called in English, protection, you know, against malaria. And so anyway, they sold a whole kit all together, which was very adapted over there. And then they put up small centers for different health care, whereas before people had travel for about 400 kilometers in order, you know, to find help. So they got so popular and people were so happy. All the employees, they said, but now there is really a meaning in our profession, because we care about people, because we bring the best to people, because we help them, we want to have them in good health, because I said also, you will have to do prevention in order to avoid illness. They said first, but then you won't sell anymore. I said, oh yes, you will, because you become really believable in a way, you become coherent, and a good example for somebody who really honestly brings the best into humanity. And they really did have so much success that they had then the result they had never obtained historically for years, you know. And also they had many articles in journals. They had the help from the government. And afterwards the CEO, he had a promotion.
Wow.
Yes. And we turned upside down everything. We changed completely, you know, paradigm. We changed the outlook. And this is the most important thing, you know, that a CEO or let's say whatever committee, you know, who is managing the company, looks out for the best service they can give to humanity, then they will have the return as a result, in return the result, the economic result. And even they will develop so much and so easily because they have the best foundation. I mean, they can always prove in all transparency, yeah, the quality they bring to humanity. And they will never be in difficulties, you know, never be in difficulties for counter value or problem, as we can hear it very, very often, you know, in a financial way or false communication, bad marketing, and things like that. So this is the type of leadership we promote. So we work together here, you know, with big companies, department stores. For instance, another example, a department store here in France who is already a leader. I should say an ethical leader with natural food, with a very good vision, you know, about human rights and things like that. And this department store wanted to create one store that should be a pilot even for this leader already. So this would be the leader of the leaders. And so they were asking us to accompany them, to work with them in order to get this going. And this we succeeded last year. So they were very, very happy, you know, to really go ahead. Oh, we are working, for instance, with a very, very big company. It's called Veolia. Veolia, it was before Vivendi, and it's Veolia Water, it's Veolia Environment, it's Veolia Industries, and so. And this also, you know, it is a cultural change.
Yes.
Yes. And people are very, very happy because they say, one cares about us, so we are important. And so if we are important, we are very motivated. And this every business leader should really know and feel, let's say.
Well, and when the employees are doing something that they know is a service to life, that is motivating. And when they're treated with respect,
yes,
and honor, and the product or whatever we're producing is to respect and honor and uplift life, that makes everyone so much happier. Like you said, people need a project.
Yes.
Everyone needs a project.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
To contribute.
Absolutely. Everybody needs a project, and everybody needs meaning to his work, you know. And this is very, very important to create this. And this is a cultural, let's say, effect in the company, in a way. So, for instance, in our school, the master for the development of ethical leadership, we have leaders, business leaders there, who find then their life project. For instance, we have one young woman. She was in a business that was not ethical at all, and she could not accept, you know, to continue that way. And she was looking what she really had to do on this planet, and she found it. And she realized, whereas she first was in, human resource department, and she said, in fact, in order to have really conscious people and people who are really unfolded, we should start with children. And so she decided to create innovative schools, bilingual.
Thank you, God.
Yes, and the school is called Living School. And she will
living
open up
school?
Her living school, and she will open up her first living school in Paris in autumn.
Oh, wonderful!
Isn't it?
And how is it different? Tell us how it's different than usual school.
Oh well, really, you know. know, to give children, to value children, to tell them that they have a great treasure, that they have a great potential, and that they have a very unique way to realize that. But that all children have this potential, then all children, you know, have a unique way to realize it. And then to have teaching is very adapted to the need of a child, you know, in order to make it move, in order to create small groups, in order to give them possibility to have initiatives, in order, you know, to create something very, very lively and go ahead very quickly so that the children desire themselves to learn. I have been myself a teacher, you know, so
you
I know
are
very
a
well.
Teacher.
Yes, so I know very well. It was very easy for me to have results because I was just next to them and watching them, you know, how they wanted to get out the best. And I always valued it. Said, oh, but this is easy. You can do this. Oh, it's wonderful. And so they were so happy, you know, and they went on very, very quickly in order, you know, to learn easily, let's say.
So,
excuse me?
To learn what? I didn't understand that word.
I said to learn easily, to have a lot of facility.
Oh, to learn easily.
Yes, to have a lot of facility, you know, to learn and not with difficulties and sometimes, you know, with discouragement and fatigue and to eliminate. It should be a source of joy.
Yes.
In school. So this is the type of schools that she will create, and a whole lot of schools she will create a whole lot of them.
And
I'm convinced she will do it. So this is one of the projects. And then we have others. For instance, we have a medical doctor who was who had a very, very high position in drug company I was talking about, and who realized in a way well that all pharmaceutical industries focusing on pathology and not on health, you know, and she decided, you know, to move towards this new paradigm and to really develop health on all levels on society. So she will get in contact, you know, with big other companies in order to motivate them to get over to health, and she will also care about the health of children in the world and change paradigm and inform also population about the difference. About when we talk about health generally, it is a question of about pathology, about illness, about degeneration, you know, about things very, 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 very dramatic, let's say. We know today, for instance, that every third person in his life will have a cancer. Do you think this is something that is right?
That's unacceptable. It's totally unacceptable.
Exactly. And so these people, you know, that I train, they get out from normal humanistic standards in order to let it know as widely as possible on the whole planet. So this is the objective of the school here, to get out, you know, value, human value, and all the information necessary and all the training necessary as much as possible. And for this reason, in fact, we have the intention also to create an international network and also to work together. I mean, we are ready to work together with other ethical leaders. For instance, it made me think of Jeff Skoll, you know, who filmed who made up the film of Al Gore, or somebody like John McKay, who from Whole Foods. I think it's marvelous, you know, the way he goes ahead. And why not work with somebody like Bill Gates in order to take orientation towards spreading out more ethical leadership?
Well, just more fun. It's just more fun. And if we are all doing what is ethical, we won't have one in every three people having cancer.
Exactly. For this reason, it is so important that people become conscious, you know, in order to realize how quick things evolve in that way. So we have to take decisions very, very quickly. We have already the warming, you know, it goes very quickly. We have, let's say, a very bad standard in health for nearly everybody. So we have to also to think about it, really. And then we have more and more poor people, and on the other hand, more and more rich. You know, people too rich and people too poor, and a lot of suffering on this planet. So I say, how can we reduce the suffering on this planet? Mm-hmm. And how can we cooperate? How can we work together, the ones and the others, now in order to create something different?
In order to create... to recreate the planet being livable again.
Exactly.
One of your students' projects. What is the name of your school?
The name of my school is Recherche et Evolution, in English, Research and Evolution. And the diploma, the certificate. It is a 3-year course, and this course is called a Master for the Development of Ethical Leadership. And these are business leaders, and our school is ready to open up to international development, you know, to train people. Then in English, for the moment, we only train them in French. But let me give some other examples about the life project we are working through in this school.
Tell us about the reforestation one.
Oh, yes, the reforestation. It's absolutely fantastic. A general manager on television who changed really orientation, let's say, and he decided to reforest the planet, and he has as an objective to plant let's say, the equivalent of two football fields every 2 seconds in the world.
And
so, you know, this is a very, very big goal. But I can see he's going ahead already very, very well. And what is it? A great pleasure, in a way, to see that all these people... I mean, have already shown that they are very efficient in their business. But when they add now, or when the base things now on ethics, it's just exponential, you know. They just, you know, it just blows up because they are so, so excited about it. They are so motivated that they go ahead very, very quickly. There is also a project about a woman, about a medical doctor again, who will care about women, women in the world, and who will foster, I think, their situations in getting sponsors, you know, going in a way, and to have funds. And then also to see about their health and about the children, to scholarize. You say scholarize children to put into school, you know, children in different countries of the world.
I didn't understand all of that. I'm sorry.
You know, there are many... many children, especially girls, who have no education, they have no access to education. Yes.
And so her project is to get them in school?
Amongst other things, yes. But always in helping women.
Well, it's you're bringing me back to something else I was thinking earlier about these business leaders. They're at the top of their game already. You know, I mean, they have produced results in business, and they know how to make a corporation work. And and they've made lots and lots of money. And now everyone has to come to a place in their evolution where all the toys in the world are not enough. We have to...
What is not enough, you say?
All the toys in the world is not enough. You've got to come to a place where your life is about uplifting all life. It's not about making money or producing results. It's about... uplifting all of life. And that's where the satisfaction comes. That's where the real joy of living comes.
Yeah, sure. I have been, let's say, with people for now, let's say for 25 years. I've seen them, you know, in unfoldment and getting conscious and you know, getting happier and so on. I noticed that the greatest happiness is really in bringing value to others. That is what creates the greatest joy. I really could notice that. So only, you know, when you are in a traditional paradigm, you can't so easily bring people to realize that. So this is really, really work, you know, we have to do all together, and to be the example, to create new models. So this is very important, to create new models. And then, so there is an example, and people can see. For instance, that is what we did on the 1st and 2nd of December. We created a whole team of the master together with us, you know, Recherche et Evolution. We create a big event, and we showed, yes, we made a statement about how goes the planet today, what happens, what is good and what is not good. And I can tell you, it was really, really very hard to hear, you know, how the situation in health is, how it is in for children, what is happening about the wars, what is happening, you know, in other fields and so. So it's very, very, very bad. What is happening in warming and so. So we showed all that, and then we showed what we can do, and we invited people also to from four continents, you know, who do a magnificent work. For instance, we invited a woman who is doing in Bolivia fabulous work. She takes out children from the mines in order to save their lives, you know, and she takes out the children also from the street in order to, you know, get them, how to say, to educate them, and then also it touches the families because very often they drink or they are depressed or other things or lost or whatever. And she had an impact on 400,000 people already. So it exists that one person, one, only one, can have an impact as important as that. We only, you know, have to be very, very motivated. Or for instance, a Japanese man, we have also the one project about water. How can we have not only pure water, but living water, very lively water? I mean, this is something...
Happy water. Happy water.
Yes, in a way, yes. It has to do with ions and so, you know, all the constitution of the water. Extremely, extremely healthy and extremely useful, even in industry. For instance, if you use this water in industry, you nearly do not need any chemical products anymore. So this changes enormous things. So this person who's doing the master, he tries, you know, to spread out this knowledge and also how to have access to water, because very soon hundreds and thousands and millions of people will lack water. So this is another thing. So we had gathered all these people together, and then the public said to us, but this is possible. This exists in the world. This exists. They saw so many results, you know. Then we brought all the results, all what we do, what we get, and so. And they said, it's unbelievable. So now I know it's possible. Me too, I can do something. So the example is the most important thing, you know, to go ahead oneself. And I would like to give everybody who is listening now the procedure, which is the best one, in order to get his own life project. So the first step is to visualize humanity as you would like to see it, happy, unfolded, in harmony, in cooperation, and so. But not only to visualize it in viewing it, you have to feel it as if it were there. Then the second step, to visualize all the counter value that is produced and all the difficulties that exist, and also to feel it. And you will feel that you are really frustrated with that, that you do not want that. Then, third step, you just look in the depths of yourself and you look for this desire, for this motivation, for this potential, what you would like to bring in order to change that, in order to create, to co-create together with others in your way, how you would like to see that. So you can get out your life project in the best way, in that way, which is the best and the shortest one. It took me a very long time to find it. It's very easy when once one says it, because it seems to be evident, but I can tell you it wasn't as long as I hadn't found it. So I'm very happy to share this with you. Only the other thing, once you have found it, you will have to be very coherent. I mean, really very responsible, very organized in order to go on in a very steady way and to bring it to life. So this is the way, you know, to find the life project, and I think many, many, many people certainly would like to create their own life project. And then when you are in a different situation where it is not so positive, well, don't interrupt things abruptly.
Create a transition. I didn't understand that.
Not so quickly, not from one day to another, you know. Not take just any decision, you know, from one day to another and leave where you are, let's say, or where people can be at a certain moment. Even if the work does not be very interesting, create a transition and consolidate things, you know,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you've been cutting out a little bit, and I couldn't understand everything you said. So, if you'd just back up a little bit.
A person who wants to create a life project, okay, who is employed, let's say, in a company.
Yes.
I should say to this person not to leave from one day to another, not to take, hastily a decision without having a backup, without having well-organized a transition. Even if we continue to work somewhere where we don't like it very much, it strengthens our personality. It enhances our confidence, you know, our mastership even over ourselves. It gives us a lot of strength. And then when it's time to go and to, you know, create something different. Now, if there is a possibility to do it in the same company, so it's a very good affirmation to say, okay, I want to bring you back. And perhaps there is an agreement on that. So that would be very, very happy, very good.
Yes. Well, you know, we're just about out of time, Edel, and I want to thank you so much for being here. And I want to ask you, you know, I had a little trouble with your website because it was in French.
Yes.
Can I look up research and evolution in English and get an English version of that?
Well, we would have to work on it, yes.
Okay, so, but tell people how to get your website that can read French. No, I didn't see anything.
If people get on our website, I mean, you can give it, if they get on our website, they can contact us. They can contact us, and then we will, you know, return to them text in English.
Oh, that's great. So tell people your website.
Yes. So it is, I will spell it. It is Recherche et Evolution. So this is just a second, because it's difficult now for me. I started once more. R E C H E R D H E S, and you have 6 underscore, you know, and then E T, again 6 underscore, evolution. Now this is like in English, evolution. .com.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And
so
I can give you perhaps the email. The email is leaders.
Leaders.
Leaders at club 6 underscore internet. .fr. So they can write to us if they wish it. And I would like to say we are open also, let's say, to partnership. Why not? You know, who, if there are really already people who have created something on the basis of ethics and who really create value, you know, not somebody who just has an idea that one day he would perhaps create something. No, people who have created something and who are on ethical standards, if it is an NGO or eventually also with business schools, why not, or any project or media or whatever, we are open to partnership, you know.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Idel. God bless you and all your projects.
Yeah, I have to apologize about my English. And I have to
don't apologize. It's wonderful and charming, and I hope you'll come back. And I hope you will listen next Monday at 2 o'clock. Here on BBSRadio.com. And until then, happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep shining until then. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. I love you, and this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Men, women, children, and yee!